I mentioned earlier, you know, you hear people say they feel so much better after they've gone through a detox program. And maybe you've thought about this. Well, we're going to get the do's and don'ts and what you may do, and perhaps even do it at a very low cost. Kim Bolson, of course, noted naturopath, author and hormone consultant, joins us again today. Hi, Kim. How are you going?
Graham, yes, and you?
Good. Are you a detox person or not?
I am, yes, but guess what? I only do it about twice a year in full strength.
Really?
In diluted strength, I might do it every day of my life. Yeah, what about you?
I don't know that I've actually... I think I've tried something, but I don't know whether it actually worked or not. But
yeah.
Look, for people who have heard the term, just explain what a detox does to the body.
All right, nothing to be scared of. Look, it can be done very simply and it can be done at home. Detoxification is just the process of clearing toxins from the body. What's a toxin? It's anything that can actually harm the body's processes. So many toxins can come from our diet, drug use, and exposure to environmental pollutants, but they can also come from the normal processes within the body. You know, what we want to do with detoxification is essentially neutralize these toxins through the liver and the other eliminating organs like your skin and your lungs, and liver and the bowel, of course, and let's move the toxins out through those elimination channels rather than stockpiling them in the body, which can create particularly nasty health problems.
Jim, can the body naturally expel these toxins?
Absolutely. We'd be dead if we didn't. We detox it every second of every minute of every day. Graham, it's a good question. So detoxing isn't something, a faddish thing, because the body naturally does it anyway for us. If we didn't, as I said, we'd be accumulating a massive amount of chemicals even over a week. It'd be enough to kill us. And even these are naturally produced in the body as well. So our body is designed to do that. But, of course, you know, Graham, I mean, all the things that we, in the Western world, that we eat can often inhibit these particular functions in the body. So, you know, there's kind of a do and a don't list, things to avoid whilst you're detoxing.
Hang on. I think a lot of our listeners will say, yeah, okay, you go to a specialist to get it all done and you get all the products and all that sort of stuff. It's going to cost a fortune. It's all too much trouble. You reckon, and you mentioned it before, that you can do it at home at a very low cost. So tell us how.
All right. Now, all your viewers, this will only take a week. And I suggest with my clients, normally 21 days to effect any major change. So this can actually trot over about a three-week period, but for the listeners, let's just start with 1 week twice a year. It's a really good thing to do, first of all. Number one, just remove alcohol and coffee. Sorry, Graham, about that. But alcohol and coffee and all the processed foods, you know, that word processed, the tinned items, the package, the high sugaries. Get this out of the diet. Secondly, just have a glass of water on rising with the juice of half or whole fresh lemon, and this stimulates tremendous activity in the gastrointestinal tract to actually improve its function. Thirdly, dry skin brush every morning or evening before showering. And you can pick up a natural bristle brush, from chemists and health food stores very cheaply. And you brush your skin from top to toe, on the back, on the front, everywhere for a good 5 minutes, and then step into the shower. And this removes the dead layer of keratinized skin, bacteria, and it allows the skin to actually breathe, because we eliminate around about 2 litres of fluids through the urine, the breath, and also through the skin each day. Thirdly, there's your water. So we need to drink good, clean, filtered water that's not full of chlorine, that's not full of fluoride and other chemicals, and an extra 500 mils for each hour of exercise that you may do. One vegetable juice a day is tremendous for the liver. The liver is the detoxing unit of the body. It's like the drainage pit of the body. It will function beautifully. It's extremely forgiving. But just to help it along, you don't have to starve on detoxes, by the way. You eat very sensibly, just vegetables and fruits, a bit of rice, even a little bit of chicken, a little bit of fish. But the vegetable juice per day, beetroot, carrot, celery, ginger, apple, all combined, is fantastic for that. eating three meals with healthy snacks. Now, a lot of people go, oh, you know, detoxing. Have I got to sort of go on a juice fast? And, I'm going to be feeling really crook. I don't think I can do that. The liver actually performs much better to help you detox and remove and clear toxins if it's given a bit of nutrition. And it actually does need protein, amino acids from protein, power the thing up. So it will also need some B vitamins. So that another thing is just to take the supplements that your practitioner recommends, not too many. You don't need a lot. Maybe a herbal supplement and maybe a really good quality B vitamin. Soak in an Epsom salts bath once a week. 2 tablespoons of Epsom salts into a bath and soak for 20 minutes. Just sip on some lemon juice and mint or something. Sounds great, doesn't it?
Mm.
And that, you'll notice when you put Epsom salts in water, being magnesium sulfate, it will actually help to cloudy up the water. It will draw out a lot of stuff and impurities. So the water's going to be a little bit dirtier than just, say, if you didn't put it in there.
All right, let's just quickly go through them again. Cut out the alcohol and coffee. Cut out the processed foods. Lemon juice.
Yep.
Use a dry skin brush all over before you shower.
Yes.
Keep your water content up.
Yes.
Have some vegetable juice and an Epsom salt bath.
Epsom salt once a week.
Yeah.
If you can do that once a week, maybe twice yearly, just over a week, so that's 2 weeks a year, I tell you what, it can alleviate things such as, fatigue, a lot of sleeping disorders. It can bowel and digestive problems, and it just gives things a lovely break.
All right, Kim, it's good to hear about all of this, and I think a lot of people will have written all these down and go, well, I might try that. All the details, you can get lots of information from Kim's website. It's all the W's, Kim Balson, BALSON.com. Nice to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you too, Graham.
Bye. 14.